These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
John Mathers has some pretty impressive credentials. He's past president of the Rotary Club of San Francisco, the second oldest Rotary Club in the world, and he has 50 years of working with all sizes of corporations, small to large, Fortune 1000 companies, working on how they can become faster and more flexible. He's even written a couple of books on the subject of building high-performance teams. But it was all a matter of time before he would turn his attention from saving corporations to saving the world. The battle of climate change was a battle born in his blood.
My middle name is Grinnell, and I was named after my great-great-uncle and my grandfather. My great-great-uncle was a guy named George Bird Grinnell, and he was the founder of the Audubon Society, and he was the person who set aside Glacier National Park. He was very vocal about conservation, and he worked with Teddy Roosevelt to start the Boone and Crockett Club, which was all about conservation. And so my entire life has been around people who are birders or people who are conservationists. My great cousin was the first person to set up a recycling program west of the Mississippi. So it's part of the DNA. So it's always been a concern. I just wasn't involved. I was involved with conservation, not with all the other activities associated with climate, until I really started to look at what was going to happen with my grandchildren.
Look, he did, and he didn't like what he saw. So John Mathers reached out to someone who he thought could help. Alan Anderson had gained some notoriety, being featured in the Rotarian magazine for starting a Rotary Climate Action Team in his Northfield, Minnesota club. So he gave him a call and said, let's do what you're doing in Northfield, but let's do it on a larger scale. And as for those grandkids, they're making sure they hold their granddad to account.
I took my grandkids fishing 4 years ago, 5 years ago, off of Eureka. And we went out on a private boat with a captain. And he had grown up there. And he spent the entire time talking about the changes he'd seen in the coastline, his changes in the forest around the coastline, and changes in the water and the fishing. And it was a huge education to me and the kids. And then the kids on the way back, 4.5 hours in the car, they said, so how did this happen? And what are you doing about it?
For John, part of the answer to that question was pretty simple: Rotary. The other part of the answer, that was a little more difficult to decipher.
It's easier now because just where you are, you've seen last summer this heat wave that just socked in and settled. And we've seen all the things that have happened over the last couple of years. It's now becoming reality for people. And the IPCC report that just came out said we're going to have, between now and 2030, we're going to have 10 times more extreme weather events. So it's becoming a reality for some people. But the issue isn't that. The issue is, what are you going to do about it?
What the average Rotarian or the average Rotary Club can do about it will be answered at the Celebration Conference in April in Corvallis. And the answers may surprise you. As John Mathers says, little tipping points can make a huge difference.
It's looking at your life and seeing what little things you can do. And that's what I'm going to be focusing on when I talk in Corvallis, is what are the lifestyle things you can do that will keep our warming under 2 degrees Celsius, because currently we're headed for 3.5 degrees. And Rotary, with 40,000 clubs, is perfectly positioned in the world to have an influence on leadership in communities and states and nations to make a difference. And we need to be doing that. So right now, our network, I'm co-chair of the network. We have over 400 clubs that have signed up, probably closer to 600. We don't track all of it, but all of them are doing some kind of climate action. And our intention is to grow that rapidly. Rotary is extremely powerful, not just the clubs, but as an organization and as a cooperative venture. And the more that clubs work together, the more the districts work together, the more opportunity we have to influence leadership to make the right decisions and take the right action in a timely manner. There's a lot we can do, and we need to get on with it. And Rotary has a huge part to play.
And again, you can find out more about that role that Rotary plays at the Celebration Conference in April. My thanks to John Mathers for his time, and to Ketza and the Free Music Archive for the music. Thank you for joining us on The Voices of Rotary.
Hey, Rotarians, District Governor Jerry Kasanovic here, asking you to step up to the plate to enjoy 3 full days of in-person fellowship in Corvallis. We all know that the pandemic limited our opportunities in the last couple of years, but now we can meet, enjoy some golf, the annual Rotary Club Assembly, and a very engaging celebration conference. As a bonus, you're going to love attending the first ever Rotary Street Party on Friday night, complete with fun activities and a live band. It's going to create lasting memories for all. Rotarians, it's time to celebrate and enjoy Rotary Fellowship. Hope to see you at the end of April.